Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Welcome, all of you, to this Mass, and it is great to be back. We begin the celebration always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we just pause for a few moments in silence. And at times it helps just to close our eyes and to take our thoughts to God. And before we listen to His word, His direction, His stories, His parables, we ask God to forgive us. For at times we hurt our God when we hurt one another. And it's usually the people that we love that we hurt, and we ask for forgiveness. (Clears I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who show the light of truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess or are counted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Primera lectura, lectura del libro del profeta Isaías. Esto dice el Señor: como bajan del cielo la lluvia y la nieve, y no vuelven allá, sino después de empapar la tierra, de fecundarla y hacerla germinar, al fin de que la semilla para sembrar y el pan para comer. Así será la palabra que sale de mi boca. No volverá a mí sin resultado, sino que hará mi voluntad y cumplirá su misión. Palabra de Dios.
de la tierra, que se sin medida, la que esquía de Dios va llena de agua. Preparas los migales, la semilla cayó en tierra buena y dio fruto.
Tú preparas la tierra de esta forma, riegas los surcos igual a dos terrones. Llovizna los deja mullidos, bendice sus brotes. La semilla cayó en tierra buena y dio fruto.
Coronas el año con tus bienes, tus cariles resuman abundancia, resuman los pastos del páramo, y las colinas se ornan de alegría. La semilla cayó en tierra buena y dio fruto.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. Un día salió Jesús de la casa donde se hospedaba y se sentó a la orilla del mar. Se reunió en torno suya tanta gente que él se vio obligado a subir a una barca donde se sentó. Mientras la gente permanecía en la orilla, entonces Jesús le habló de muchas cosas en parábolas y les dijo: una vez salió un sembrador a sembrar y a ir arrojando la semilla. Unos granos cayeron a lo largo del camino. Vinieron los pájaros y se los comieron. Otros granos cayeron en el tierno pedregoso que tenía poca tierra. Ahí germinaron pronto porque la tierra no era gruesa. Pero cuando subió el sol, los brotes se marchitaron y como no tenía raíces, se secaron. Otros cayeron entre espinos y cuando los espinos crecieron, sofocaron las plantitas. Otros granos cayeron en la tierra buena y dieron fruto. Unos 100 por 1, otros 60 y otros 30. El que tenga oídos, que oiga. Palabra del Señor.
It is wonderful to be here with you this morning, today, sharing some thoughts and some words about Jesus. You know, Jesus told stories, parábolas, those were las historias que él decía. And he told stories so that people could understand. In this particular case, the disciples did not understand. Why? ¿Por qué? Because they were fishermen. Do we have any ranchers here? Rancheros. No. So you can, if you were a rancher, you could understand the parable. Because it's about ranching. It's about seeds. It's about sowing seeds. And how, what kind of soil makes the seeds grow better. And so we have here the disciples did not understand. They had ears. They heard, but they did not understand. And so then when he took them aside, when they were quarantined, he took them aside. Then he had to explain to them the story so that they could understand. And it's such an important story that the disciples, Matthew, had to write down this story because it makes a lot of sense. la palabra de Dios in this story for us today. The seed is the word of God. See, if we listen to the words of God, to the words of Jesus, and take them to heart, really take them to heart, that they live in our hearts, it produces good fruit. But if the soil, and we are the soil, si la tierra no sirve, nada va a crecer. And the ranchers knew this, because they lived, their whole lives involved seeds. And they knew the importance of good soil. Y nosotros somos esa tierra. And this parable causes us to look at yourself. Mírate. Don't look at the person next to you. Look at yourselves. What kind of soil are you? Do you believe in the words of Jesus? Do you really believe? This is what this parable is about. There are some who will understand and some who will not understand. There are some that will follow him and some will not. They will make fun of him. Está loco este hombre. How can I forgive 7 times 70? He's crazy. Impossible. But then there were some who would take his word and reflect on his word. And the word made sense. I have to forgive so that the Father can forgive me. The words, his examples, made sense. We just have to open our eyes. And when I say eyes, I'm not talking about these eyes. I'm talking about your heart. Open your heart to hear his word. That's the message for us today. Is take a good look at yourself. Are you at peace? Is there some kind of anger in your heart? Some kind of hatred? Are you bitter? If you're at peace with God, every word that you hear, and we sang it in the responsorial psalm, la palabra que es buena da fruto. What kind of soil do you have? What kind of soil are you? Is it all rocky? All thorns? Very little? That's what the parable is asking us to question.
Let us profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Inspired by the Word of God, we turn now to the Lord with our needs and the needs of our brothers and sisters around the world.
For the church, that we may emulate the model of the sower, and the seed we sow may produce good fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the thorns of this disease, hunger and poverty, that they have a chokehold on the most vulnerable, may be cleared away, thereby allowing the fruits of God's goodness to flourish in all corners of the world. Let us pray to the Lord. For an end to gun violence, that we may collectively turn towards peace and bring forth a world without the senseless loss of life and shootings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Por todos nuestros en esta comunidad de fe, para que Dios nos proteja de todos nuestros temores y los consuele en la aflicción. Roremos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless all those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Raymond Mendez, Susana Molina, Joseph P. Mueller, and Sarita Kennedy East, and for the special intentions of Mary Sarate, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Dios de todo y de todos, a ti recurrimos en nuestros momentos de necesidad. Dígnate atender nuestras súplicas. Por tu Hijo Jesucristo, nuestro Señor. Amén.
Beside the still waters.
and pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray, look upon these offerings of the Church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us now join our voices. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you." Bring me to judgment and condemnation through your love and mercy. Be for me protection in mind, body, and healing. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Having consumed these gifts, we pray, O Lord, that by our participation in this mystery, its saving effects upon us may grow through Christ our Lord. Just a very small announcement. Please remember that the tithing offertory takes place at the different exits of the cathedral. There are ushers who are happy to assist you. Thank you and have a great Sunday and a blessed week. Also, I would like to, it's great to be back, by the way. I've been gone only 12 days, my retirement, and it really is good to be retired. I want to thank the music. I want to thank the musicians. Beautiful voices. Touches our hearts. Thank you. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Demos gracias a Dios.